The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8. Cure of a leper. When Jesus came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. Then a leper came forward. He knelt before him and said, "Sir, if you want to, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I want to be clean again." At that very moment, the man was cleansed from his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you do not tell anyone, but go to the priest, have yourself declared clean, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as evidence for them." The faith of the centurion. When Jesus entered Capernaum, an army captain approached him to ask his help. "Sir, my servant lies sick at home. He is paralyzed and suffers terribly." Jesus said to him, "I will come and heal him." The captain answered, "I am not worthy to have you under my roof. Just give an order, and my boy will be healed. For I myself, a junior officer, give orders to my soldiers, and if I say to one, 'Go,' he goes, and if I say to another, 'Come,' he comes, and if I say to my servant, 'Do this,' he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those who were following him, "I tell you, I have not found such faith in Israel. I say to you, many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the feast in the kingdom of heaven. But the heirs of the kingdom will be thrown out into extreme darkness. There they will wail and grind their teeth." Then Jesus said to the captain, "Go home now. As you have believed, so let it be." And at that moment, his servant was healed. Jesus went to Peter's house and found Peter's mother-in-law in bed with fever. He took her by the hand, and the fever left her. She got up and began to wait on him. Towards evening, they brought to Jesus many people possessed by evil spirits, and with a word he drove out the spirits. He also healed all who were sick. In this way, what was said by the prophet Isaiah was fulfilled. "He bore our infirmities and took on himself our diseases." When Jesus saw the crowd pressing around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. A teacher of the law approached him and said, "Master, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another disciple said to him, "Lord, let me go and bury my father first." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead." Jesus calms the storm. Jesus got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a fierce storm burst upon the lake, with waves inundating the boat. But Jesus was asleep. The disciples woke him up and cried out, "Lord, save us, we are lost." But Jesus answered, "Why are you so afraid, you of little faith?" Then he stood up and rebuked the wind and sea, and it became completely calm. The disciples were astonished. They said, "What kind of man is he? Even the winds and the sea obey him." The demoniacs and the pigs. When Jesus reached Gadara on the other side, he was met by two men possessed by devils who came out from the tombs. They were so fierce that no one dared to pass that way. They cried out, "Son of God, leave us alone. Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Some distance away, there was a large herd of pigs feeding. So the demons begged him, "If you drive us out from here, send us into that herd of pigs." Jesus ordered them, "Go." So the demons left the men and went into the pigs. The whole herd rushed down the cliff into the lake and was drowned. The men in charge of the pigs ran to the town, where they told the whole story and also what had happened to the men possessed with the demons. The whole town went out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their region.